This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
Before we get to the all-important eclipse talk, we now know what caused the eclipse. We learned that on The View, and we're going to get to the biggest scam in American history. We've talked about Sam Bankman-Fried, the tussle-haired scumbag who scammed people out of $10 billion. 1 million people, that's nothing compared to what Joe Biden did yesterday. Not even close. But I got to start with a shout out. I got to congratulate Dave Portnoy, president of Barstool, who finally caught a break. You know, this guy's been down on his luck for a long time. And I'd say, I just feel good, you know, when good people happen, when good things happen to people who just, you know, kind of lay low, keep their nose to the grindstone. Portnoy last night won $2.7 million in a bet on UConn. And I have to say, he says, you know, he tweeted and mentioned it was nerve wracking and his heart was in his throat. Bull. It was as close to a lock after 5 minutes I think I've ever seen. I mean, UConn was a smart bet. If I were a gambler, I would have done that. I was pulling for Purdue. It just seemed like a good story. Coach seems like a nice guy. UConn's won a lot. And I kind of was rooting for the underdog. Same as I did Sunday, rooted for Iowa. They were the underdog. They were vastly inferior. In fact, it was a repeat of Sunday. It was a team that was carried to the finals by one spectacular player against another team that was better in every way, deeper, stronger, faster, better, just vastly superior. It happened Sunday, kind of ruined the game. There was no suspense. And it happened last night. If you watched the championship game, UConn was in another league. Purdue was a nice little team. Zach Edey is a terrific player. He'll be a really good NBA player. He'll be the number one pick in the draft. But UConn is a machine. They just have depth. They have players, athletes, shooters. They played suffocating defense. They're well coached. And it leads me every time I watch UConn play in men or women. How the hell do they do it? I've been observing this for 30 years. I spent some time in Storrs, Connecticut. I know what it looks like. I went down there to do a story one time. I sat with Jim Calhoun. And I always thought it was, you know, Jim Calhoun, just a great recruiter, just a really driven guy who managed to get people from everywhere, got Ray Allen from South Carolina, got players from Israel, bring them all to Storrs, coach them up, go on a run, win championships. He's gone now. Now you have Dan Hurley, Bobby Hurley's brother, and he's doing the same thing. In fact, his team, that was better than any UConn team. This team now is unstoppable. They've not only won every game, obviously, their last 12 tournament games, they've beaten the spread. They're 12-0 against the spread in the NCAA tournament. They've beaten everybody by double digits. So Portnoy knew what he was doing, and anybody else who bet UConn, I'm guessing it was a tough day for the bookies, for the books, for the casinos. Because anyone who was watching could tell you that UConn was just much, much better. And I've never seen any team play that hard on the defensive end. The Purdue had like no threes. I don't know what they ended up with, one or two threes. They had no open threes, none, the entire game. They rotated the ball. They could not find an open shooter. All they could do is dump it into Zach Edey, who was covered well by their 7'2" guy, that Kara, whatever his name is. But it was just men against boys. And it was kind of disappointing. I know I tweeted this and all the UConn fans are like, you suck. I want a competitive game. I watched these games hoping they'll go down to the wire. And neither of them did. It was disappointing. UConn is not their fault. They're just too damn good. And I've been to Storrs. I will never understand how they do it. I've watched, I've read, I don't get it. You're a stud coming out of high school or college, by the way. They get these transfers like Spencer, that stud. You got a choice. I mean, you're a really good player. You know, you're the point guard, Tristan Newton. And you can go to, maybe not initially, but you could transfer to North Carolina. You go to Duke, you go to UCLA, you go to Miami. I mean, you could go to these places with just beautiful campuses and that aren't in Storrs, Connecticut, and play for programs with great tradition. And you choose Storrs, Connecticut. And now I know it's self-fulfilling. They start winning and people want to win. They start going to the NBA. People want to go to the NBA. But there are a lot of choices. You know, Kentucky, they got bounced in the first round. They lost their coach, Calipari. I mean, you could go to USC or UCLA and you choose Storrs. It's a testament to the coaches, the recruiters. It's like with South Carolina women. I don't know if Danny Hurley's the greatest coach, just like Dawn Staley, but they sure as hell are the greatest recruiter because that team was something else. And you could tell 5 minutes in that they were just going to run all over Purdue. I'm guessing Portnoy and everybody who bet UConn got to relax, have a cocktail, and just count their money because they didn't belong on the same court, even with the player of the year, the best player in college basketball, who got really frustrated. I don't blame him. I mean, they just smothered him. And he had a great first half, but kind of like Caitlin Clark, they figured it out and they stopped him and there was nothing he could do. And UConn just rolled. It was just unfair. But hey, salute to Storrs. They reacted, they responded, celebrated about the way we'd expect. I believe the name. I woke up, first thing I saw was a flipped over car in Storrs. You can't have a championship without flipping over a car or two. It's just, you know, it's part of the fun. The latest was 5 or 6 arrests for the kids, the students, rioting, celebrating. But, you know, that's what we do in this country now. You win a championship or, in some cases, lose a championship, and your first instinct is, let's go flip over some cars. But the party's probably still going on at Storrs right now. And I'm telling you, you look at that team and you say, they're going to win again next year. They've won back-to-back, just like the South Carolina girls. And you see no reason. They can't just keep bringing these studs in. And I don't know what they feed them. I don't know what they pay them. I don't know what they do. But it is the most incredible phenomenon in college sports that they've built 2 dynasties in Storrs, Connecticut. Danny Hurley said after the game, basketball runs through us, you know, like we have owned college basketball. And he's right. 6 championships in 25 years, 2 coaches, you know, hundreds of players, and they can't be stopped. They don't even play competitive games, which was what we saw last night. But it's over. Championship for Connecticut. Teams like Duke can only dream. Teams like Kentucky, Kansas, UCLA. Why would a kid, you know, who wants to play for a big-time program with tradition choose Storrs over UCLA or, you know, Florida? The last team to win back-to-backs was Florida. What have they done since? They can't sustain it. UConn can. Amazing, amazing night for the University of Connecticut and poor. No, now I think Portnoy could pay some bills now. You know, he could pay back his student loans. He made $2.7 million on one game, and it wasn't even close. He didn't even have to sweat it out. But that was the big news last night. Yesterday, we got real news to get to. But you know what? This eclipse was a big deal, a weird, weird deal where the whole country kind of stopped and looked up at the sky. I was on Boston Common. I'll tell you how I saw the eclipse, but I ended up on Boston Common. There were thousands of people. I tweeted out a video. I mean, just lined up everywhere on the hills. They were cheering. They were cheering when, I guess, the moon went in front of the sun. I don't even know what happened, but and they were just, I don't know if they were supposed to be at work or school or whatever, but everybody was outside looking up at the sky. It felt like one of those movies, you know, the end of the world kind of movies like that piece of garbage the Obamas produced for Netflix. Forget what it was called. All the things, all it was terrible. But everyone looking up at the sky, what's going on? Or Independence Day, what's that? Oh, looking up at the sky.
Don't Look Up, I think it was called.
Don't Look Up. Well, that's a good title. It's, if you haven't seen it, it's just awful. It's just, it's typical. You know, the Obamas made millions and everybody watched. They had a big cast, but it was just pointless. But everyone was looking up. Most people had the glasses and some didn't. And some people, you know, damaged their eyes or they think they did. It was funny. Did you see the calls? I mean, the calls to optometrists went, there was like millions of calls to optometrists. What do? I burned my eyes. I don't think they actually did. They just got paranoid. But so I had a doctor's appointment. This was wild. And I'm sitting in the little examining room. It was nothing. It was my hand. It's no big deal. And waiting for the doctor. And I'm looking at the time. And my wife's texting me, you're sitting in a doctor's office during the apocalypse, during the rapture? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. What am I supposed to do? Doctor walks in. And he says, first thing he says, you want to see the eclipse? And I thought he was going to say, let's get this over with. Let's go quick. He says, come on. The doctor takes me down the hall. This nurse is there and other people look up and hands me the glasses and I'm at the window and I put the thing on. I look up and I'm like, wow, that's the eclipse. I didn't have the glasses. I was not going to participate, but did you see it? I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go. And finished the examination, went outside. Here's the video on the common. And I have to say, I'm on the common all the time, running, jogging, walking, whatever. First time in 6 months I've seen this kind of crowd and nobody was chanting death to the Jews. It was different. It was a different experience.
Pretty good.
Was happy. No Palestinian flags, you know, no people burning the American flag. Normally, you know, if you go to the common, see a big crowd, they're all saying, chanting, shouting, destroy Israel, kill the Jews. None of that. It was nice. It was a nice occasion, but did you see it, Ironhead?
I did see it.
Don't you feel silly after you see it and you go, that's it?
I'm just glad I didn't go anywhere for it.
I know. They was, what was it, 50,000 people in Indianapolis at the motor speedway. There were people driving hours waiting in traffic, paying top dollar for hotel rooms.
The total eclipse is cool, but I think we got 96% or something like that. I saw. I mean,
it was dark or it was hazy.
Yeah.
You know, and people were like, wow, this is wild. This is hazy. But it's hazy for thunderstorms, you know, on really cloudy days. It's kind of hazy. This was different. People chasing the eclipse, driving, flying places. They just baffle me. I can't imagine, say, you know, taking vacation. They were letting kids out of school.
Right.
Just to go outside and look at it. It's hazy.
Well, I'd rather them outside than in the classroom most of the time.
That's true. I don't think it's a bad thing, but I've never seen more people out. It's just wild. Everybody came out of the office towers and the schools and the dorms and everybody was outside. Everybody was kind of happy. It was a beautiful day. And everyone was like, yeah, well, whatever. It was cool, but it's over. And if you were wondering, as I always ask, you know, who will be the first to attribute the eclipse to climate change? We went over this last week when they had the earthquake in New York, and we asked the question, who would be the first? And boom, there they were. The first one was a ABC reporter, I believe, from New York, saying the earthquake was climate change. It's the most amazing dynamic. Doesn't matter what it is, as we've gone over. Really cold, really hot. Snow, no snow. Rain, no rain. Hurricanes, no hurricanes. Doesn't matter. The idiots among us, and these are among the dumbest people in America, but many of them have big jobs in the media, in politics. They never fail to look around them and say, oh, it must be climate change. They don't know what that means. They could never begin to explain it. In fact, in cases like this, they didn't even read it anywhere. No one told them it. It's just their fallback position, their instinct. Ooh, something weird happened. It must be climate change. I got to give the climate change zealots, Al Gore and John Kerry and Greta Thunberg and Bill Gates, you have to give them credit. This is the most unprecedented messaging when you think about it. They have drilled it in to the empty skulls out there, the really dumb people, and there are hundreds of millions of them, that if something unusual happens anywhere, it is climate change. And of course, the answer is always, you know, more money, more power for the government, more power for the zealots like Biden and Harris. We have to change the way we live. We have to destroy the economy, destroy capitalism because climate change. They don't know what that means. They don't really in their bones think that's necessary. But somehow it's okay to blurt out just the dumbest thing in the world. It's climate change. And of course, I'm online. I'm saying, where's it going to come from? Who's going to say it? I should have known. The cast of The View, of course, the collection of five of the dumbest people in the world.
Well, to be fair to the rest of The View, this take was so dumb, she gets corrected by the rest
Whoopi,
of them.
Whoopi, I'll just reveal it. It's Sonny Hostin, this racist moron. And Whoopi, of all people, is like, what? Climate change? I just want someday, I wish someday, there would be some, if we had a, I don't know, if we had a, like an entity, an organization, an institution in this country whose job it was to ask questions of powerful people, of the elite, of the politicians. You know, it's something missing in our democracy. We don't have this organization that would say, excuse me, to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Liz Warren or AOC. When you say climate change, what do you mean? What do you think's happening? I mean, we saw it. Occasionally, we see it occasionally, like when Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana had that moron cross-country skier and just probed a little bit why this idiot, this Spicoli-looking guy said, it doesn't snow as much in Alaska, so we must be climate change. We must get rid of oil. And he grilled him, and he proved to be just the biggest dummy. I mean, no bigger than this idiot or AOC or Joe Biden, but just a dummy. Who didn't know what he was talking about? Anyway, The View never lets you down. I don't watch it, but there's a few accounts on Twitter that track it and post all the dumb stuff they say every day. And they never let you down. In this case, Sonny says, wow, an earthquake last week, an eclipse this week. It must be climate change. Let's listen to this absolute vapid soul. Go ahead.
Those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or
going returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No.
It happens. And the eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen and they actually can say when these things are going to happen.
So just throws it out there. Climate change. And of course, that's it. Just, it must be climate change. It's the way it works. It's the way it works with AOC, with John Kerry, with all these idiots. It's climate change. What? They've had eclipses since the beginning of time. They had eclipses in, you know, the old, you know, BC. They used to, the Aztecs or the Incas used to make human sacrifices to the sun gods during eclipses, which is sort of what these people want to do. They want people to die. You know, in sub-Saharan Africa because of climate change. They don't want them to have, you know, modern power, energy because of climate change. So we're at that point now. We're making human sacrifices to the sun gods. But for a brief moment, while everyone was outside, no one was in front of their TV, people weren't looking at their phones. They were looking up at the sky. It was kind of cool. And I'll never see it again. The next one is 2044. You getting ready for that one? Did you save your glasses, Ironhead?
Yeah, I got my glasses. I put it in my nightstand.
Good, good. Because you're going to need them in 2024 when it happens again. We weren't in the totality. What was that called? The point of totality. We didn't see a full eclipse, but we did see the whatever. It's like a horseshoe shape, which was cool. I watched it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds. And then I was done. And then it was over. But all right, we got lots to get to on this Tuesday. Got the big news out of the way. The eclipse is over. College basketball season is over. both were underwhelming in my opinion, but we got the numbers on the biggest college basketball game in years. That's not last night. That's not UConn-Purdue. We haven't got those numbers yet, but I can promise you they didn't come close to topping Caitlin Clark versus South Carolina. That was big. And I want to get into the biggest scam that's ever been perpetrated. This is Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, scamming, stealing billions from hardworking taxpayers to buy votes. He more than even the people in Michigan chanting death to America, he needs the deadbeats, the losers who don't want to pay their loans. He desperately needs their support. He's bleeding support among young people. And he's out there now in his typical incoherent way, promising to give them your money to buy your votes. It's reprehensible, but that's our president. We'll get to that and much more. But first, we all know the stock market has seen unprecedented fluctuation over the past 3 years, and I'm just going to guess that's going to continue for at least another year. Well, silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to preserve wealth and hedge against economic instability. The silver to gold ratio is at record levels. Gold is currently at an all-time high, whereas silver is below 50% of its all-time high. A ratio like this is unheard of and provides a great time to add silver to your collection. Well, CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in numismatics. Explore CSN Mint's extensive catalog of bullion bars, coins, and numismatic collectibles. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a passionate collector, you'll find a diverse range of products to suit your needs and preferences. Rest assured that every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your collection with confidence. If you're going to collect something, it might as well be money. So go to csnmint.com/Jerry and use promo code Jerry at checkout to get a free silver American Eagle over a $30 value with your purchase of $75 or more. We've talked a lot about Sam Bankman-Fried. He stole $10 billion, I think was the number. They've managed to recoup some of that. Stole $10 billion from a million people, investors, different investors, with his crypto schemes. Darling of the Democrat Party, he funneled a lot of it to Democrats, including Joe Biden. He was a big factor in the 2022 midterms with the money, with the stolen money that he passed around to get Democrats elected. It worked. He became friends with them. They loved him. He got busted. He's going to prison. Hopefully he'll die in prison, which would be justice. But he is a piker, a amateur compared to the crook in the Oval Office. This thing people kind of glaze over and they say, yeah, whatever. The student loan forgiveness is immoral. It is illegal. It was shot down by the Supreme Court. Joe Biden doesn't care. I know we ask this all the time, but can you imagine Donald Trump defied the Supreme Court and stole? Let me get you the number. It's just, I got it here. $146 billion. And this is a simple story to understand. It really is. He's taking money from you, from people who work for a living. He's taking money from people who didn't go to college, who just went to work because they couldn't afford college. People who went to community college or state school or commuted or went into the military first and then went to college and struggled to pay tuition, struggled to pay their way through school. People who did the right thing. He's taking your money and he's giving it to people who did the wrong thing, who overextended themselves, who paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for useless degrees and whatever, gender studies or or a social work and still can't find work, taking your money and giving it to them so that they will vote for him. It's all it is. It's the most important issue to some Democrats, including my Congresswoman, Ayanna Pressley. She doesn't care about people who work, people who pay taxes. Her life is dedicated to the deadbeats and the takers. She doesn't care about the makers. She doesn't even care about black kids who are kicked out of their rec center in Roxbury for illegal aliens. She doesn't care about the 15-year-old disabled illegal alien who was raped in a hotel in Rockland. Doesn't matter to her. She's out there fighting hard for people with graduate degrees who don't want to pay back the money they borrowed. That's who they're targeting now. That's who they think can help them win the election. This was yesterday. Joe Biden and Kamala on the stand justifying this scam. This is from the New York Post. Biden and Kamala Harris toured swing states Monday to tout a $146 billion student loan forgiveness plan while dangling plans to write off another $500 billion in college debt, which Republicans slammed as buying votes. No, Republicans didn't slam it. That's what it is. They both made, Biden and Harris made stops in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania to coincide with their announcement of their latest plan to cancel $20,000 in accrued loans for more than $25 million debtors who went to college. That'd be 25 million people who don't want to, maybe they can't pay their loan, maybe they're struggling, or maybe they just know if they wait, this crook will wipe out their debt. Now, it drives me nuts when they say they're going to cancel debt. You can't cancel debt. Someone pays it. Again, the people who did the right thing, who work for a living, the guy delivering your Amazon packages or fixing your roof, or the guy, you know, walking the beat or delivering your mail, he's paying. For the people with graduate degrees, 57% of these people that he is promising relief have graduate degrees. 87% of people don't have college debt. So the vast majority will be giving their hard-earned money to people who just don't want to pay their loans. Before we get to the two of them, Biden traveled to Wisconsin, slurred through a speech for 14 minutes, and then went home. Just went to Wisconsin to Madison. I'm pretty sure he's going to win Madison, but he has to win Wisconsin. He has to win Pennsylvania. So they're going there trying to motivate young people by giving them your money. And it's like, yeah, Democrats are on board. Let's just give money to people who borrowed it and refused to pay it back. I watch this commercial constantly. I guess if you watch cable news, you see constantly the Tunnel for Towers, which has, you know, which does amazing work. They pay the mortgages of severely wounded veterans. And they show you, there'll be a guy with his legs blown off in Iraq in that war. This guy supported. And every time I see it, they have celebrities, Portnoy and Dennis Quaid and Cole Hauser, come on, Mark Wahlberg, and tell you their sad stories. And they do incredible work by all accounts. And I'm watching yesterday and say, wait a second, we need a private company, a charity, where they collect donations, voluntary donations from people to pay the mortgages of people who lost their limbs, their legs, their eyes in Iraq, because people like Joe Biden voted to send them to war in Iraq on a lie. We need a private charity to pay their debts. But the guy next door who took out $100,000 in student loans so he could get his graduate degree in geology, the government, you, me, we're going to pay his loan. But the loan of the wounded veteran, he's relying on charity, which obviously can't cut. They pay a lot of mortgages. They do a lot of great work. They don't do everyone. They don't get everyone. So people who lost their legs in Iraq have to pay their mortgages. But the bums who got worthless graduate degrees at Tufts or or Wellesley, they're off the hook. This is not just wrong and illegal. This is immoral. This is absolutely immoral. I want to play Kamala first. Can you get, oh no, God, leave Joe up there, because obviously he's always entertaining. His mind is mush. He's a man without a sincere belief, a core conviction, just an empty soul standing up there doing the most abjectly political thing. So let me take other people's money and buy your vote. And Democrats are cool with it. Oh, isn't it wonderful? This is going to help the economy. Yeah, sure it is. Go ahead. Let's listen.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. And the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
All right, that's your president admitting he's defying the Supreme Court. And Trump's going to prison. They want to put him in prison for paying hush money to a porn star from 20 years ago. That trial begins in 6 days. We have lost our way. But I want you to listen to the moron who sits in the vice president's seat. This is, every time we listen to her, every time you play her, it's like, how did we get here? How did we get to the point where this woman who couldn't, you know, run a friggin' 7-Eleven is the vice president one heartbeat away from the presidency? If Biden wins, this is right there, your 47th president. She will be waiting in the wings, and our president who is in decline will not make it to the age of 86. We know that. That's just a fact. And she will be president. But listen to how she describes it. There's just no holds barred here. Everybody wants money. He's going to get money. All you had to do was not pay your debt. I can't even imagine being someone who worked his ass off, took on a lot of debt to get through school, was probably hoping to make more money than he's making. And he, by Monday, must pay money to the government to fund this scam. I mean, I know they think they're buying votes, but they have to be losing votes here too, if anyone's paying attention. Listen to the way she describes it.
Your loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. So I'm going to repeat that. If you've paid undergraduate loans for more than 20 years or graduate loans for more than 25 years, those loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. And forgiveness will be automatic for the vast majority of the 25 million people that we believe will benefit from this approach.
So you didn't have to graduate, you take out this ridiculous loan, drop out, they got your back. Or if you got a degree in, I don't know, you got your medical degree, you graduated from law school, you know, you got a graduate degree in engineering, still, you're off the hook. You're off the hook. This isn't just people who are struggling. This is people who were negligent, or maybe people who were foreshadowing this madness and said, why pay my debt? This fool in the White House is promising to forgive it, cancel it. That's part A of the scheme, of the scam. There's another part we'll get to that is involved here, and it's just as guilty. And this is a scam right out in open daylight. They're like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to steal from the people who earned it, who did the right thing, and give it to the people who didn't. Let's do Nancy. In case you were wondering if this was not just legal but moral, none other than Nancy Pelosi explains why, how the president is not allowed to do this. It's just not legal. It's not normal. And I guess it's okay because they got an election to win. Trump must be stopped. Go ahead, play it.
People think that the president of the United States, is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Will you let me know? People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
I'm sure she regrets that. That's from COVID 3 years ago when he said he could delay, which he delayed many times. And now he's forgiving and he can't do that. But they don't care. Again, Trump must be stopped. I'm going to get to the other component, the key component in this scam. And we got Liz Warren. We told you about the politicians pandering to radical Muslims who chant death to America yesterday in Michigan. Well, Liz Warren was speaking in front of some Islamic crowd yesterday. It was on local public broadcasting, national panhandle radio, I think. And she's just shameless and she's lying. I mean, she's talking, which means she's lying. We'll get to that. And I want to see if we get the numbers on last night's big title game, because I don't think there's any way it tops Sunday. Sunday was a phenomenon. And here's what I want to know, too. They want to interrupt Zach Leedy while he scored most of the points for Purdue. Any former players, NBA players, former college players, ripping him, saying, oh, just wait till he gets to the pros. We're going to kick his ass. Any of them saying, she was lucky or they were lucky because they have a 3-point line. We didn't have that. Only the girls do that. Only the mean girls did that to Caitlin Clark. It doesn't happen with the men. Most men, even if they don't like UConn, just tip their caps. It says amazing, seizing amazing players. Only the girls lash out at someone because she's better than they were. We'll get to that and more, but first. Is it too late for a New Year's resolution? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. 2024 is the year you will stop your hair from premature thinning and you'll achieve your goal quickly and for years to come. The new Provia Hair Thinning Therapy from Chamonix is here and it works wonders for follicle health and thinning hair. The Provia secret is a powerful natural ingredient called Procapil that effectively targets the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss. By supporting healthy scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and healthy hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head and less in the shower. Effective for men and women of any age and safe for colored, treated, and styled hair, it's that easy. And new customers save over 50% plus shipping on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Callahan. Every package includes a 60-day supply of Provia serum plus Provia super concentrate for faster and more noticeable results. You get Provia's Perfect Beard Treatment or Provia Eyelash Enhancing Serum as your exclusive free gift at checkout. Don't wait. Your full, thick hair starts today. Provia works or you get 100% of your money back. Order now and save an extra 10% at proviahair.com/Callahan. That's proviahair.com/Callahan. Are you checking for me? Get the numbers on last night's game. We'll see. I'll give you the numbers on Sunday's game, but if we get those men's numbers on, it's not going to come close. I'm just telling you right now. It was not a competitive game. It was late. Most people probably bailed by halfway through the second half because it was just a blowout, but I'll get to that. Let me do the other half. I want to do this quickly. The college loan scheme. It's not just this pandering puke in the White House promising to give money to people to vote for him. There's another side of this that we just kind of accept. Colleges, universities, they're part of the scam. I've gone over this before with like Harvard. Harvard charges now approaching $90,000 a year. And they hire people like Liz Warren. And by the way, they also hire people like Bill de Blasio and Brian Stelter and what's the Mayor Lightfoot. So they bring them in, they pay them. Liz Warren made $450,000 to teach one class. Who are the biggest supporters of federal aid to colleges and, by the way, student loan forgiveness? It would be the people benefiting. It's this big circle. They give money, the federal government gives money to the colleges. The colleges rip off kids, lie to them, tell them they need to go to their school and pay $90,000. And if they can't afford it, they can take out a loan. And then they take out the loan, they can't pay it back, And what do you know? The Democrats say, don't worry about it. That guy, you know, outside filling a pothole in front of your house, he'll pay it. He's got your back. You know, the guy who went to war for us, who joined the military, we're going to take some chunk out of his ass and take care of your debt. This was a couple days ago. It's just mind-boggling to me. It's from the New York Post. It says, several elite New England universities will cost students a jaw-dropping $90,000 a year beginning this fall, with more schools expected to follow suit. BU, Tufts, Wellesley, and Yale will begin charging nearly six figures for tuition, housing, and other expenses, according to their school's admission websites. Just 6 years ago, families were in uproar when schools like BU, Tufts, and Harvard topped $70,000. That's 6 years. You go from 70 to 90. And it's worse than that. At BU, alma mater of AOC, proud alma mater of AOC, so it's not a real school. She got an economics degree. She could be on economics, the dumbest person ever to serve in Washington. Anyway, at BU, the price includes $66,000 for tuition, $19,000 for housing and books, and other fees topping $90,000. This represents a 42% jump from 10 years ago. So it goes up 42% in 10 years, and everyone just says, yeah, pay it. You need to go to college. You need that degree, and these are prestigious universities, all of which, by the way, are covered with gay pride flags and Black Lives Matter signs and Free Palestine and Death to Israel signs. These schools, these indoctrination mills, are charging $90,000, knowing the federal government is backing the loans kids take out, loans they can't afford. And if they're in power, they'll do this again. Again, the number is $146 billion right now and going up. As that one report said, it could be as high as $500 billion, a half a trillion, to graduate students who just won't pay their bills. It is an incredible scam, and people are just sitting back going, yeah, got to go to college. Hopefully in my lifetime, people wake up to this. This is not the way to spend your money. This is not a good investment. The idea is you pay $90,000 a year. You're not going to get that when you get out. You're not going to make $90,000 unless you're a doctor, unless, I don't know, maybe you're connected. You get a job in Washington, but you're getting ripped off. People need to wake up. You're getting just raped here by these schools. And it's a really terrible investment. I mean, you can go to state school. That's a ripoff too, by the way. If you really need a degree, if you want to be an engineer or a doctor or, I don't know, an accountant, maybe you need a degree. But going to a liberal arts school, getting a liberal arts degree for, what would that be? Right now, $360,000. Say you went an extra year, $450,000. Say the price goes up. You're talking about $500,000 for a bachelor's degree when you could be out learning a trade or learning on the job or joining the military or going to state school or commuting or getting an associate's and then getting your degree. I mean, the idea that people aren't waking up to this is scary because they know what they're doing. They're ripping you off, knowing you'll pay it. You know what schools do now? They raise their prices to keep up with other schools. Because students and their parents look at it and say, oh, I can't go to this school. It's only $60,000. And I can't go to state school. My neighbor went to Wellesley. I can't, you know, let them have a leg up on us. We got to go to one of these schools. It's just such a scam. I hope people are waking up to it. I hope people realize you are being ripped off by this cabal who works for the school, work for the government, pushes these loans on you. You're not going to, it's not a wise use of your money or your parents' money. And what do they say? Oh, just start a 529. Just save. Save for what? Better off buying crypto from Sam Bankman-Fried. At least they might recoup your money at some point. But all right, one of the biggest proponents of this scam is Liz Warren, who has gotten fabulously wealthy Obviously, her whole career is based on a lie. She wouldn't have got the job at Harvard, the one that paid her $450,000 for one class, if she didn't lie. She stole the spot from a Native American or a woman of color. They hired her and they bragged that they had their first woman of color on the faculty of Harvard Law. Liz Warren, who's whiter than I am, who's just a liar. Everything she does is based on this one lie. That's how she got in the door, how she's got every job, how she ended up in the U.S. Senate. So she is like most Democrats, except for the great John Fetterman. They're busy pandering now to the radical left who wants to destroy Israel, who wants to push Israel into the sea. Those people, they need their votes. She goes before this group, talk about just pandering, goes before this Islamic group and says, Israel's committing genocide. Now, we've gone over this before. I mean, it's just offensive. It really is. You're Israel. You saw your people slaughtered on October 7th, 1,200 innocent people, which in respect to their population is like 5 9/11s or 10 9/11s. Just the worst atrocity you've seen since the Holocaust. You know the people you're fighting want you dead. That's their stated goal. They don't want two states. They don't want land. They don't want peace. They want you dead. And you have all these supporters in the United States, and they matter. They've already mattered. Right now, Israel is waiting. They pull back troops out of Gaza. They say they're going into Rafah, and they should. But they're waiting because of Joe Biden, because of Liz Warren, who are pressuring them to let the savages who committed the atrocities on October 7th, let them live to fight another day. It's just insane what we've done in 6 months. We have flipped in 6 months. Not everybody, not me, not John Fetterman, but these people have flipped because they stuck their finger to the wind and said, we need these Muslim votes. We need these people. We need Michigan. We need to win in November. It's remarkable. It'd be like 6 months after 9/11. 6 months after 9/11, people saying, let's get pull out of Afghanistan. Oh, we haven't gotten Bin Laden. We haven't gotten many of the perpetrators of 9/11. But, you know, kids are being hurt. Or the kids are hungry, which is a lie. Anyway, here she is yesterday, pandering her ass off. Go ahead.
Should be the policy of the United States of America to support those actions. So that's how I analyze this. No, I did analyze this. I said,
it was a yes or no. The second question was a yes or no question, to clarify.
So if you want to do it as an application of law, I believe that we find that it is genocide, and they have ample evidence to do so. But I was trying to say,
ample evidence that is genocide, and they cheer. By the way, they forced her into that. It's a yes or no. Is it genocide? And she says yes. Just a quick rundown. This is this week. Today's Tuesday. This is from just today, yesterday. 419 aid trucks entered Gaza Monday. Enough food for every citizen of Gaza. 741 aid trucks in 2 days. 2 days. Only 267, by the way, were distributed by the UN. The trucks are all commandeered by Hamas. They steal the aid and they shoot you if you're a kid trying to get a meal. There's video I tweeted yesterday of trucks, and sitting on top of them are Hamas savages, armed to the teeth, stopping shooting any hungry kid who wants food. They steal the trucks. 704 trucks. Can you picture what that looks like? 741 aid trucks in 2 days. They're airdropping aid in. They're holding their fire, telling, they're dropping leaflets. They're sending emails, telling people how to get out, setting up these safe corridors for people that they're allegedly genociding. They want to kill them all, says Liz Warren, like a newsfeed, Liz. They could kill them all today if they wanted to. They have the ability. They could do what we did in World War II. They could say we have to win this war. Sadly, people will die. There will be collateral damage. What we did in Iraq, what Obama did in Pakistan, could be droning people left and right and say, you know, people will die. Citizens, innocent civilians will die, but we must win this war. They don't want Israel to do it, which is bad enough. But accusing them of genocide when we're watching this war, watching what's happening, is just so wrong, so offensive. It's disgusting. She should be ashamed of herself. I don't know how any Jewish person, I know they vote Democrat for whatever reason, typically, but how can you vote for this woman who's accusing Israel of committing genocide against all the evidence? The war could be over. It could have been over months ago. They could have wiped out, flattened Gaza. That's what they're accused of. The hell with, you know, the crazy radicals in Dearborn. They could have just taken care of business. They didn't, because they don't want to kill civilians. And you have people like Tim Kaine, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate, go on TV and said he doesn't know about sending Americans in to build that port because Israel might target Americans. Target Americans? Israel killed these aid workers who shouldn't have been there, these World Bank kitchen, central kitchen people, and apologized and fired people. The drone operator got fired. The commander got fired. What did we do when Joe Biden sent the drone, you know, to save face after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and killed 10 people, including 7 children? We didn't apologize. We didn't fire anybody. Mark Milley went on TV and said it was a righteous strike. He lied. And nobody got another stripe. I mean, the idea, the double standard that we fight our wars our way, but not you, not the Jews. Can't let them win. Can't have it. All right, before we go, throw up the numbers there. I predicted 20 million for Sunday's girls game. The national championship won by South Carolina, which has won 2 in a row and will continue to win until Dawn Staley gets her way and men can play women's sports. Then they might be in trouble. Maybe if, like, I don't know, one or two of those UConn players decide to suit up for the girls team, you're not going to be able to handle that, Dawn Staley, but you're a coward, so what do you care? It's only your sport. 18.7 million viewers Sunday on cable on ESPN for Iowa, South Carolina. During the day, during the afternoon on a Sunday, that is, let me see if I have this right, that's 4 million more than last year's national championship for the men won by UConn. And it's the most watched basketball game in 5 years. At any level, NBA, college, men, women, topped it. That's the phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark. The woman that all those mean girls from UConn hate because she's really good and she's white, she's heterosexual, they don't like her. And they're saying, wait till she gets to the WNBA, we'll show her. All she did was take their sport to a level no one thought possible. And they resent her for it. But the numbers for the men will be good. UConn's great. Zach Edey was an attraction like Caitlin Clark, but they won't touch this. Last year, they didn't come within 5 million of that. You think they're going to top it this year? It peaked, by the way, at 24 million. Only the NFL sees numbers like that. Only the NFL and Caitlin Clark. So congratulations to her. I did see Caitlin Clark jersey, young girls, love her, of course. Old girls, everyone loves her. She is going to be big. She's going to get people to watch the WNBA. Not 18 million. She might get 5 or 6, which is more than it's watching now. She's going to be great for these women, for this game. And they still don't like her, you know, because she's not one of them. She's not in the club. But we'll have that tomorrow. We'll have the men's number tomorrow. Won't even be close. But
it doesn't look like it's going to come out till sometime between 2 and 3.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It'll be good, but 9:20 start. I don't get that, man. I know West Coast and everything, but a game ending at 11:15 on the East Coast, a game that's not close, that's not going to make great numbers. And that was pretty cool that a 3 o'clock game on Sunday got those kind of numbers. So maybe they'll wake up and she'll put these games in, you know, put them on a little earlier. But I was into it. I loved it. But, you know, halfway through the second half was over and I was out of there. But anyway, congratulations to UConn. Congratulations to Storrs, Connecticut. I will never, ever understand how they do it, but that just makes it more amazing. Just makes it more of a just unprecedented accomplishment. Building two dynasties in the sleepy burg of Storrs, Connecticut, which isn't so sleepy right now. I don't know if the kids have all gone to bed, but it was crazy last night, as it typically is. But anyway, that'll do it. Thanks, Ironhead. Thanks to everyone for listening. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
But I'm going to go to bed.